Hi everyone, my name is Brianne LaFay. Welcome back to the YouTube channel. This is going to be a very serious video, even though I might throw in a few jokes, but I have been immersed into TikTok, unfortunately. Finally got the app, started scrolling, and I couldn't stop. And when you start searching certain topics enough, it pops up on your feed. And I've been staying up until like 4 a.m. every day just watching and learning. And it's been terrifying. So it came to my attention about a year ago about this new lifestyle that men are adopting called MGTOW. And it stands for men going their own way. Now what this means is men of all backgrounds and all incomes are completely saying no to marriage, dating women in general, and then especially marriage and children. It's a lot, okay? And if you guys don't understand how serious this is probably one of the most detrimental things that has happened to any community, but especially, you know, me as a Black woman in the Black community. Now, for single women, this MGTOW movement means even the nice guys, as you guys like to call them, are completely saying no to marriage. They're saying no to relationships, having children. In the Black community, 51% of Black men are unmarried and childless. So you're telling me out of that majority of, you know, men that women would even want, 51%, which is the majority, even a majority of them are going to be saying no to dating, marriage, and children. They're going to be voluntary participants in this new lifestyle. And that means less families. That means less security from women, obviously. But for men that can, you know, live a decent lifestyle on their own, no longer is the family unit going to be a priority. It's literally just going to be survival. And that's what makes me nervous. Now, if you guys watch my channel enough, I am married. I've been married for 3 years. Why would this even affect me? This terrifies me because even though I'm married, I still have family members that are single. I want my community, and a strong community is a family unit. I'm not saying that I don't have strong family members. I absolutely do. But when it comes to family get-togethers, parties, holidays, it's not going to look like it did in the 90s when I was a kid where everybody had someone and then our kids can go and play together. Since we're not having these family units, this affects me in a way where I no longer will have a strong community around me to grow with me. And that's going to affect every part of my life too, because having family is everything. Let me go into some of these notes. It affects me as a married woman, like I said, because of my relationships with my family members. And as my family members age, both male and female, the community they're going to need when sickness, disease comes into play, especially in older age, I want them to have the best likelihood of getting better. I want the people I love in my life to be around as long as possible. And the statistics are just not in the favor for single people living long, happy lives. And that terrifies me. Another thing is I'm going to one day have to raise children in this environment where men are completely saying no to it altogether. I'm gonna have to raise my daughter a certain way. I'm gonna have to raise, you know, my son, whatever I end up, you know, having. And they're gonna have to be raised in a world that is totally, completely foreign from what I'm used to. When in the 90s, from what I can remember, a guy would go up to a girl, ask her out on a date. If she was interested, she would say yes. And they would date and get to know each other. And now we're at a point where that's not even happening the way it, quote unquote, naturally always has. So I'm going to have to teach them things I've never had to experience and then pretty much send them off in a world that's going to be really lonely and dark, honestly. Also, the world is built for couples. I mean, when it comes to taxes, you get an advantage. When it comes to your car insurance, the housing market is going to get really scary. I mean, it already has been getting really scary. And the likelihood of getting a good house in a good neighborhood is just going to be easier in a couple, in a unit, in a family. And the best outcome in the default should be I want my child to continue the bloodline within a family unit. the default shouldn't be, well, as long as they're happy. Of course they should be happy, but you find happiness within yourself, not in a relationship. You just bring your happinesses together and continue it. Things happen in your life that make you happy, but ultimate happiness comes from family. I want to go straight into the solution base when it comes to this. We need solutions, and the number one solution with this is going to come from the women. I honestly thought and sat long and hard about this, and if the women are right now still so set that they don't need a man, that it would be an option, well, the option is going to be gone. So you won't have the option to say you want something that's optional when it's not even an option. So to put it simply, if you do not get a man, you won't have the option to even have one. Now, I don't think having a family is an optional thing if that's something you want. I want a lot of things out of life, and a lot of those things are related to family. So you need a family unit. You need to be married and then have children within a marriage. That should be the default. If things don't work out and things change, that's one thing. But I'm saying if you don't even start with the foundation, everything else is going to just be so much harder. And I'm not saying impossible, I'm just saying so much harder. So one of the solutions is you have to fight for women. You need to fight for your relationship like your life depends on it, because it does. You're going to live a longer, happier life in a couple, in a unit, in a family. You're going to have more fulfillment out of life. And honestly, which most women don't even think, even if you find a quote-unquote average man, you will not have to work as many hours. Why is that? Well, instead of paying for two separate apartments, when one lease is up, you guys move in together or find a cheaper, smaller place together. Now, when you become married, you can combine your car insurance, which does make it cheaper. The world is built for families, even when it comes to getting a good house or a good loan. They like to see two separate people on that application. If it's one person trying to get a house, it's harder. Not impossible. Obviously, I see a lot of single women getting homes, but once you get a big milestone like that on your own, it is harder to find a relationship because men don't want to be stigmatized as moving into a woman's house. They would rather get a house with her. Now, if you get in a relationship with someone who has a home, you have to tell her, okay, look, this is a beautiful house, but we have to move in somewhere together. So as a man, I will never have it on my conscience that I moved into your house. I need something that was put in my name from the jump. And that's just how, if you want a real man, most men do that. They don't want to move into your house and just kind of set roots there, because every part of that house was yours before it even was a twinkle in his eye, and that's unfair to him. Now, other solutions, holding other women accountable and stop telling them that it's okay to go out and live wild and fancy free, because there are consequences, and they're not direct consequences for women, but they are always direct consequences for men. And then the other solution is you gotta work. You gotta work and fight for these men, and you have to make that your number one focus outside of work and school. Why? Because when you are so old or broken or, you know, disabled, what matters more than work and school? The family that's going to be able to be around you, to take care of you, to help you, literally to probably wipe your butt and spoon feed you, because we all have to age. Aging is one thing you cannot stop. So with that being said, we have to get to a point to where we are fighting for these families. We're fighting for these relationships, and women, we have to start this because we started everything else, didn't we? Like, we started the fact that men are saying, you know what, it's not even worth it losing my dignity, my money, my house, my kids, just because they could. I can't even think of a good reason. Women sometimes do things just because they can. So he has to lose everything that means something to him, which is generally family, just because you could do it, not because there was actually a good reason. I mean, the number one reason for fights in relationships is money problems and money issues. Money, something that comes and goes. Family is one thing, if you do it right, it stays. But we're doing a lot of things outside of family. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to speak to you guys live. So when we are talking about these issues, I cannot always do it through video format. I've seen live videos help more, because I can't go to each and every single one of your houses. I can't call each and every one of you on the phone. So the general content where I give you the information in a live format is probably going to be the most helpful. This is going to come with some bumps in the road. So I'm hoping even if it's not about being single, if it's about accountability, if it's past relationships. Not a therapist, I won't admit to be one, but I can be your community advocate. I'll be your CA, and we can sit and talk about maybe a couple quick solutions to a larger problem. Us having to strengthen our community as a whole. So I hope that helps. I hope I get to speak to one of you guys live. You guys won't have to be on camera. It'll just be maybe your voice and then me talking on camera and figuring out some solutions, because the main solution is the women, we got to do something. And even me being married, I'm part of this problem too, because I see it and I ignore it and I can't do that anymore. And married women have to start calling out your single friends. You're acting silly. You're acting childish. You do need somebody. You will get old. You will get sick. I love you, but that does not mean life won't happen to you. And I do care and love my community. And I just know Black women especially, we need our protection, and that's going to have to come from our husbands first before anyone else. Now, the happier our community is, the more we're going to get what we need from it, which is families and protection and happiness and love, and guys are going to actually get a benefit, because right now there's no benefit to marriage for men, and we got to keep saying that. As of right now, at the taping of this video, I have done extensive research. There is no benefit to men. So we got to start creating those benefits. We have to start creating provisions. We have to start going into law. Now, the last part I'll say is I'm in school for a paralegal program, and they say if my grades stay high enough, I will get a full ride scholarship to the four-year program. As of right now, I have made the dean's list as far as being a paralegal. This is one step towards actually getting systematic change in the family court system and in our community as a whole to help men not go through what they're going through right now. So, yeah, I'm on the dean's list, doing really well. I start school August 16th. So we're going to keep pushing forward, and I don't want to just be a person who talks about this. I'm going to be a person who is about this. Being on the dean's list every semester, I'm going to hold myself accountable to that, and that's why I'm telling you guys. I'm going to put my grades up there. And then when I start learning more, because I can't do any legal advice, but I can at least tell you guys what I've been learning in school. And the thing is, you cannot shut up about change, because change will only happen if you don't shut up about it. And I won't. And I thank you. And I can't wait to talk to you guys soon live. I can't wait to talk to you guys through the messages and the chats and everything else I have. All links will be below. Thank you for watching. More coming soon. Thank you for being here. We need you. We need you, women. We need you, women, to really get on this. Because you need somebody. Yeah, you do. You need somebody. I need somebody. I got somebody. All right. Let's work.